So this brings us to the final video of this section, and I'm sure that you are now in eager anticipation of discovering what this question is. Well, this question is a funny question, and is also possibly one of the most profound questions that you could ever ask anyone in life. It's a question that most people have been asked at some point, but it's a question that most people don't know how to answer. The first time someone asked me this question, which was actually around about 14 years ago, I was stuck for words. And I am a man who very, very seldom gets stuck for words, as I'm sure you're gathering by now. So this question, once I've asked you this question, I'm going to encourage you to take this question, therefore, out there into all the world and ask as many people as you so choose. It's fascinating. This question you can use to make people squirm, to confuse people, to confront people, based on whatever it is that you want to accomplish. You can use this question to better understand those people that you already know, to work out where you stand with them, to work out where they stand within themselves. But without further ado, let's have a look at what this question is. But before we look at the question, it's important that I build a few parameters around it. Because up until now, we've looked at the two states of human existence, well, we've mentioned them anyway. There's a difference between human beings and human doings. Many people in life will define themselves by what they do. Some people in life will even define themselves by how they feel, by their sexual preferences, by their career status, their rank, their role, their position, by the role they play in the context of a family. People will define themselves in life even by their religious beliefs. All right? So this question strives to cut through all of these prejudices and all these other elements and factors that aren't actually true, 9 times out of 10. So how I would like you to answer this question is by giving absolutely no reference whatsoever to anything that you've ever accomplished or achieved throughout your life. I would like you to give no reference in your answer to anything that you do, anything that you aspire to do, or anything that you've ever done. I would like you to give no reference to any of your greatest successes, achievements, accomplishments, or failures in life. I would like you to give no reference to the quality of your current relationships, your relationship status, your Facebook status, your sexual preferences, or your sexual orientation. I would like you to give no reference to your rank, your position, your status, your role, or your responsibilities. Now riddle me this, Batman. Who are you? When we strip absolutely everything else away, everything else is related to what you do in life. When it's just you, right there, all alone, in a room, with no one to the left of you, nothing to the right, nothing above, nothing beneath, nothing behind, and nothing in front. That's just you. When everything else is stripped away, who are you at the core? Who are you in spirit? Who are you? Now, I don't know how easily you're able to answer that question. Some people are going to be completely clear and you're just ready for all the life coaching techniques and models that I'm going to be sharing with you in later sections. Some people are going to be thinking, oh shit, I don't know how to answer that. And if that's you, then fear not, my friend, because throughout the next section, we are going to focus the entire section on unpacking our core identity beliefs. We're going to be looking at where beliefs come from, what they are, in fact, how we can alter them, and how we can establish the truth about who it is that we fundamentally are in life. Because it's this truth, once we've established it, that sets us free. So this brings us to the end of the section. You're not going to have any answers here, unfortunately, unless you have already answered that question. But if not, don't worry. We're going to devote the whole next section to helping you understand that for yourself before you start considering getting yourself out there and helping other people to answer the exact same question. So look forward to seeing you in the next section of the course.